Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's 13 minutes after 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to it. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mabi. I hope that you have learned a lot from that great and powerful topic there brought to you courtesy of the Department of Justice right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 13 after 7, without any waste of time, let's welcome Mr. Nkanyiso Bengu. Mr. Bengu, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit, sir.
Good evening, Godfrey Mwabi, sir. How are you?
It's been a long time.
Listeners, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine and you, sir. I can't complain.
Bless you, man. I am well, blessed, and highly favored, man.
Last time I was, you were on radio, but I don't know whether it was the last time, though, but I was with you there co-presenting the program with Sipokaleni a couple of years back. I don't know if you still remember.
Yes, I remember, man. Hey, that was a long time ago,
yeah,
bro.
Many years ago, and my brother.
Many years ago, and I know I didn't have white beard then. Now it's white. Now.
So ugugi le baba.
Ugugi
le, yes. Yes, you know what I normally do? I'm very fascinated by the Zulu totems, eh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every Zulu that I have to interview here, they must basicazele is thakazelo sabo. We're not being good, but we're being kahle.
Yo, are you ready, man?
I'm ready. Can't wait for it.
You know our African surnames, though, have an animal totem in them, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
My animal totem is the millipede.
Millipede.
Dongololo.
Yeah. Sibokolodi. Okay. Smanele bab. Quick.
Yeah. So, so if you want me to go on, it's Bengu Ngolos Labazan, Mepo, Shongololo, Ngabe Siyalidla Swabim Lenzelenz, Memez Gahlangabez, Nene Nlala Ngomunen Vugen Kwifi Langa.
Wow, you've just made my day, say.
Thank you so much, man.
I love that. Let's get straight to it. Many of you who don't remember who I'm talking to Ntateng Kanyiso Bengu, a guy who literally grew on our television screens.
And, yes, sir.
When was the first time you were on the television? I mean, we grew up watching
2002.
You. 2002. And how old were you then?
I was 26 years old.
26 years old. And what were you doing?
I was on the competition called Coca-Cola Pop Stars.
And you also did OMO, right?
Yeah. I started OMO 2009.
Okay.
It was later on in my career. I was an ambassador for OMO for about five years, man. So it was a wonderful run. I've been on TV, man, for 18 years now.
Wow.
18 years.
And you haven't considered acting. I haven't really seen you doing acting anything whatsoever.
Actually, I've done more acting than everything else.
Is it? How come I missed that?
Hey, bro, I should have sent you my profile.
I thought I knew you, man.
Hey, man, I've done a lot of acting from Home Affairs to Nomzamo to, hey, man, Mazinho.com.
I remember now.
Now I'm on the river. If you know the river, I'm on the river now acting as a pastor on DSTV, Channel 103, One Magic, at 8 p.m. every day. I'm there as a pastor, man. I act as a pastor on the river.
Wow.
It's a beautiful, beautiful telenovela, man.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir.
So tonight we're talking about anti-obesity campaign.
Yes, sir.
You are the one that is in the forefront of this campaign. Why are you doing that?
When I turned 40 in 2016, I realized that I became more heavier. I realized that I couldn't buy clothes that I wanted to wear. I wasn't agile and mobile like before. And I had a wife. I had kids. I couldn't even play with them the way I wanted to. And I took a decision of deciding that I need to lose this weight. And but then the Holy Spirit came to me and said, you are not alone in the challenge of obesity. check, look at South Africa, look at the statistics. South Africa is getting bigger and bigger every year. And you are not alone in this. So you can't start a campaign for yourself. You need to start a campaign that will impact other obese people that are going through the same problems you are going through. And that's how it came about, man. The Holy Spirit just spoke it into existence and used me as an instrument of achieving that, mobilizing obese people to start changing their lifestyle, to start eating well, to start exercising and walking each and every day so that they are more healthier and they can live longer. That was the plan, and run away from all the diseases that come with, because the problem when I caught it is that if you are obese, then you attract all these other diseases that wouldn't have even came to you if you weren't obese, like cholesterol, sugar diabetes, type 2 sugar diabetes, cancer, stroke, all those things, they follow you because now you are obese, you know. So that is what I was trying to run away from.
Wow. And I was fortunate enough to see some of your video clips. I think you were already on day 20-something there, doing your exercises.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
So far, how are things going? How are things going?
I finished day 40 today, and I posted it, and I did a bit of preaching because, you know, there's 40 is a special number to the Lord. In the Bible, there's quite a lot of 40s in the Bible that were so significant in the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. From Moses spent about 40 days and 40 nights fasting and speaking to the Lord at Mount Sinai. And after that, when he came to the people of Israel, they couldn't even look at him because of the glory of the Lord that was upon him. They couldn't even look at him. It was so full of glory. And Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus Christ fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. After that, his truest purpose was revealed on earth, that he came to die for us so that we can be reconciled to Jesus. So today, I've done my 40-day walk it off with Ganiso, and I feel that there is about to be a shift in the spirit. I'm about to really change a gear that only God will allow me to. So I'm getting ready for the next 40 days ahead of the 40 that I've started already.
Well, what's your target? How much do you want to lose, and how many days will you do this campaign?
I want to walk for a year. I've given myself 365 days. I started in July, so in July next year, it's actually my target. I want to walk for a year. I don't know how will I be. I don't know how much weight I will have, because I'm not weighing myself. I'm not doing that. I don't want to put pressure on myself. I'm taking it one step at a time, because the thing about it, if you start putting numbers on things, then you start having pressure on you, putting pressure on yourself, then you start being scared and fearful and all of that. So I just said, I'm going to walk every day for the next year, and then I want to see on that day, on the 365th day, how will I be, what will I weigh, and all of that stuff. So that's the target I've given myself.
I know that this includes quite a number of things. You need to look at your diet also. Like I said, I saw you exercising there. I haven't really seen you working there. Do you have people that are assisting you with your diet and with your exercises, the coaches that might be involved in seeing to it that you achieve your goal?
So to be honest with you, I have nobody, only my friends. I have Robert Kelly, Ryan Kelly, Simpiwe Khumalo, who've been my pillar. These are the guys that actually have made me to realize that I need to start this walk. They've inspired me to do it. And Simpiwe down in Durban has started a 7 a.m. club in Durban of Walk It Off with Ganiso. So what is lovely about Walk It Off with Ganiso is that it didn't only inspire obese people, it's inspiring everyone. And during this COVID-19 time, everybody has been locked up, locked down, eating bad. Now they started to train and take care of themselves. But to be honest with you, these are the only guys that have helped me to say, Danny, so we eat a lot of proteins. We eat a lot of before you walk, it's like a banana, and because it will sustain you. We make smoothies with fresh vegetables and protein shakes. You know, they're just giving me what they know, what they've studied, and what they found out. Myself, I'm doing my own research because I'm O positive, so I need to eat meat and veggies so that I can balance and run away from sugar and carbs, which is your SAMP, your rice, your pap, all of that stuff. So those are the things I'm running away from. I'm eating rice every day. So I'm just doing everything by myself, man. I don't have any resources anywhere. No companies have put money in this. Nobody has helped me out, man. I'm just trying by myself. People are offering work to help there and there, but it hasn't been officialized yet.
And what's the family's support been like? Have you been receiving great support, good support from your family, more especially?
Oh wow, man! My wife, and my children have been behind me 100%. But I even walk. If you watch my videos from day one, you know, I've even now started walking with my wife, gymming with my wife, my kids taking videos. They'd be shooting the clips when we eat in the house. Now they try to help me out in terms when they I only do cheat days Sundays when we do the Sunday lunch, but Monday to Saturday I'm always on point. They help me out. Sometimes we eat meat and veg. They eat meat and veggies with me. You know, I've got a lot of support from my family. Too much, man.
And
especially my mother too. My mother in Durban, she walks every day. She's actually the one who encouraged me to walk again. Like she said, Danny, so I want you to walk like I'm walking. Hey, bro, she's 67 years old and she is strong, bro.
Wow. And I'm sure by now you can feel the difference, right?
Oh, man, I feel the difference.
You feel lighter, you feel happier and all that.
Exactly, but I want more. I'm addicted now. I want more. I want to walk more. I want to gym more. I want to do more now, man.
All right. And what about the support that you might have gained through social media? I know that you also have a hashtag there. Tell us more about it. Is it growing or what?
Hey, bro, it's very much growing like wildfire, bro. Everyone is contacting me saying, Kanye, so listen, bro, you have really, really encouraged me. I'm inspired. I've started walking. And every time when people say that, I tell them to please to send in a hashtag for me. I've got support from America, man. I've got about 4 Americans that are supporting me, sending videos every day, walking with me. I think they are on day 24, 25 now. You know, Ryan Kelly is an American. He stays in Virginia. I have Bishop, and he's in Maryland in America. I have Robert Kelly. He's in New Jersey. You know, I have Rachel. She stays in Ohio. All these people, bro, from America, they are sending me videos every day and I put them up. I'm talking about a lot of other obese people in South Africa that have been sending me there because I've started a WhatsApp group, a WhatsApp support group for obese people that have been sending me numbers. So I'm busy on the administration working on that. I've received over 200 names already and numbers, bro. So steady but surely it's really growing every day. People want to lose weight. People are tired of being big and fat and all. They want to change their lifestyle. So I've been getting a lot of support, bro, via social media.
You know, one thing I realized in closing about training and weight loss is that when you start, you can't stop.
It's hard.
And when you stop, you can't start.
Yeah.
It's difficult to start after you have stopped. I mean, I've been to the gym earlier on in my life and all that.
Yeah.
And because of some challenges, I stopped going to the gym and I started running. And I've stopped running for the past 2 years now. So it's difficult for me to start over, you know, running again. Now, tell us more about the challenges, and of course, those who are thinking, "Eish, I wish I can join this guy," but laziness, it's like now when you're watching people running, you get tired by simply watching them, and you're sitting on your sofa there. What can we say to them in order to, you know, encourage them to get out of their comfort zones and start joining you?
I always tell people that one step at a time. Don't rush yourself. Don't put pressure on yourself. One step at a time. Take it a day at a time. When I started, it was tough, but in my mind, I had to get up and do it. But once I started walking, it became easy. It became a norm. It became an everyday thing for me. And don't worry about resources. People rush resources. I'm doing this, bro. I have no support from any government. I have no support from any company. I just took my sneakers, my old sneakers that I bought 4 years ago, and I'm wearing my old clothes, bro, that I have. I'm just walking, bro. That is the most important thing. Just start. Once you start, you will never stop. Mm-hmm. So I just like to just say, man, any companies listening to me, anyone who works for companies that have resources, please put money on Walk It Off with Danny. So please, you can contact me. I'm on all social medias as Danny Sopengu, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I'm Danny Sopengu. Please get in contact with me. Let us speak. Let us help us put resources on this thing so that I can help a whole lot of other people across the country, because I know people need clothes to
at
wear.
Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction.
Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem, man.
So
you know, we need sneakers, we need running shoes, we need active wear. So if people that work for Nike, Reebok, Adidas, or Puma, all of those, please help us out. We need resources to just be a healthy nation, bro. Because once the nation is healthy, the nation will be productive. That's the line, bro.
And Danganyiso Sobengu, thank you very much, sir. We wish you all the best in what you are doing there.
I appreciate you, Godfrey. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Thank you to the Pulpit listeners. God bless each and every one of
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
That's Mr. Nkanyiso Sobengu there. His hashtag is Walk It Off with Nkanyiso. Walk It Off with Nkanyiso. You can be able to contact him there. Or for more information, he's also on Facebook. I know that some of you might be following him on Facebook and also on other social media platforms there. Otherwise, if you missed all that and you need more information, feel free to give Mr. Jose Sohoa a call. He's, by the way, from the Global Business Roundtable, 011-242-8012. 011-242-8012.
At this stage, we will not be able to deal with phone-in prayer requests. However, each prayer request is important to us, and we invite listeners to please submit their prayer request as follows. Email prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or herbert@radiocouncil.co.za. Prayer requests can also be lodged via the Radio Pulpit website, www.radiopulpit.co.za or www.radiocouncil.co.za. You can also send us a WhatsApp on 067-429-7564. Although we will not be able to give detailed feedback on requests, please be assured that our network of prayer partners will pray for each and every request.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.